From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy announced Wednesday that he plans to retire, giving President Trump the opportunity to replace him with a more conservative judge. For years, the 81-year-old moderate Kennedy has been the decisive vote on many significant cases. His replacement could fundamentally change the makeup of the court. A Trump appointee would probably create a solid 5-member conservative majority. The Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives has defeated an immigration bill written by Republicans. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The defeat's not a surprise, given GOP infighting and Democrats refusing to back the bill. President Trump urged Republicans to vote yes in a last-minute tweet days after telling them not to bother with immigration legislation. That left some lawmakers nervous about voting for it out of fear he would again change his mind. The bill would have given the so-called Dreamers a chance for citizenship, a proposal soundly rejected by conservatives, whom the GOP's worried about alienating. It would also have financed the president's proposed border wall, limited legal immigration, and curbed family separations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis met with President Xi Jinping in Beijing Wednesday as diplomatic, military, and economic tensions between the two superpowers rise.
It's absolutely critical that we have these open discussions as we look forward to a way that we can collaborate together wherever possible and discuss any differences as we must between two great powers.
This is VOA News. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir and rebels